Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 6th, Tuesday, 2019, day 218. Today's topic, to solve the present crisis, we need the Holy Spirit. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 84 verses 1 to 4, Ezra chapter 3 verse 1 to chapter 4 verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6 to chapter 3 verse 4, Proverbs 20 verses 24 to 25. Today's main passage. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 10 to 16. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness, and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The chaos in Hong Kong, the shootings in USA, the political turmoil in Haiti. Wow, more. Yeah, many nations are in crisis and do not know how to solve their problem. The only thing people know are depressed and helpless, angry and full of hatred, no way out, no peace. This is what has been covering the whole world recently. What should we do? Paul gives us the best answer through today's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 16. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to face those severe challenges. We need the Holy Spirit to pull us out of our darkness and helplessness, out of our anger and animosity, that we have a way out and have peace. May we follow Jesus as our Lord and be filled with the Holy Spirit each day, that we are able to have a character change to be more Christ-like, to encourage more people to take away their anger and live each day in peace and joy. Yes, there's always a way out and a future in Christ. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, fill us so that we are able to have a character change to be more Christ-like, to encourage more people to take away their anger and live each day in peace and joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to have a character change, to be more Christ-like, to encourage more people to take away their anger and live each day in peace and joy? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.